Blog Talk Radio.
Almighty Yahweh promises to gather everyone he scatters. I am a Hebrew. We are Hebrews.
I am a Hebrew, I was born in Texas.
I am a Hebrew, and I am from Florida.
I'm a Hebrew, and I was born in California.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in San Diego, California.
I'm a Hebrew, I was born in Indiana.
I'm a chosen generation, a royal priesthood.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Spain.
私は Hebrew で、日本で生まれました。
Soy hebrea, nací en Puerto Rico.
I am a Hebrew. From West Africa, Liberia.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Straight Way.
We are Hebrew.
Hello, my sister.
Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. Let me get a hallelujah from my audience.
Hallelujah.
Oh, better than that. That's it. Hallelujah. I got a crowd with me. I'm thankful for each of them. Bless the name of the Most High Yah, the reason we move, live, and breathe. I glorify him. I worship him. I thank him for the spirit of truth. I thank him for saving my soul day by day, for his law written on my heart. Hallelujah. 67 days. 67 days until Passover. Hallelujah. 2 months and 1 week. I'll see many of you. Let's get a sound check, Mother Jennifer.
Hallelujah. Bless you, and shalom, Sister Ashley. Blessings to all the daughters of Zion. It's an awesome privilege to be able to be here tonight for another episode of Sister and Sister. I pray everyone is well. Passover is almost amongst us. Sister Ashley, every time you do the countdown, it just seems like it really is just right around the corner. And I'm just so thankful for a shepherd that is truly preparing us, making sure that we are getting our body and our souls and our spirits in order for the Passover. So I pray everyone can hear me. It looks like we've got 10 coming in the chat room, and we can move forward whenever you're ready.
Praise y'all. Hey, tonight, true story, I had a direction that I wanted to go because I inquired behind the scenes with a brother and got some information about his life, and I wanted to share it with you all. But then Mother Jennifer did inform me that she will not be with me next week. Right, Mother, next week?
That's correct. Yes, ma'am. I will not be with you next week, Sister Ashley. Actually, the next 2 weeks.
Next 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Sakina said, no, ma'am, Mother. No, ma'am. hallelujah. But so I'm going to save it. I'm going to save that. So our direction is depending on truly our conversation, literally, because what I wanted to share, I'm putting to the side, and I'm saving it because I want to share it when I don't have somebody with me. So what's on your heart, Mother Jennifer? Let's go.
Well, Sister Ashley, what is on my heart is a message that Pastor Dow put out to the women. I'm not sure of the exact title, but I believe it was called A Spiritual Message to the Sisters, or A Spiritual Message to the Women. And he was talking about how he is running across a lot of women in the ministry who are having physical issues. They're in need of healing in certain areas. And these areas are mainly concerning the reproductive system, the female organs. Goes on to talk about what the root cause is, what the reason behind all of these issues are. And so it is just a really good video. It's very much to the point. It's a short video. It's on YouTube. I believe everyone should check it out. But not only just watch it one time, it really requires you to truly search your heart. A Spiritual Message to the Women is what the name of the video is. But it truly requires you to search your heart. And this message is very near and dear to me because I have personally been healed in the area that he is speaking of. You know, I had issues in my body in the area of the reproductive system, and the Father healed me. Now, I had hands laid on me. You know, I definitely was praying and I was fasting. I did all kinds of detoxes, and you know, there were a lot of different things that I did. But it wasn't until I started making confessions, things that I had held in my heart that I had not dealt with, things that, you know, in my mind, you know, I was against certain things that were taking place in my life. And until I truly sat down and I spoke with Elder Rufus, and I just really confessed all those things, and I confessed those things with Yah, and I just truly let everything out. And I also confessed that I didn't want my mind to continue to think the way that it did. And I let go of all of the bitterness that I had held in. And I'm telling you, when I made that confession, that day my body was healed. I had struggled with an issue of blood for almost a year. But when I made that confession, when I made those confessions, my body was healed and I stopped bleeding. The blood stopped that particular day. So everything that I had held in, all the internal stuff, you know, all that stuff that I held in, I finally was able to just let it out, and I was able to repent, and I was able to change my mind, and my body was healed because of that. And so I wanted to talk about that tonight, Sister Ashley. I wanted the women to really be able to reflect. You know, if you're having issues with your body, if you're having issues in these areas, then really, really be honest with, you know, what you have going on. What are you holding on to that is contrary to the ways of Yah? Sister Ashley?
I consider repercussions for a spiritual acts, and a repercussion is a unintended consequence occurring sometime after a event or an action, especially unwelcome to you. That means a repercussion is something that is unwelcome that you don't desire. and we will all, if not have had them already. And I ask you this question, Mother Jennifer, as a mother of Israel, do you believe that women are putting on a face, that they are truly struggling behind the scenes?
Sister Ashley, I do believe that. I believe that there are a lot of women, I can say that, you know, that have struggles. And when you have struggles and you're not being real with the Father, then there's no way that you can actually walk in freedom. There's no way that you can walk in healing. One thing that we have to realize is, you know, a lot of times the things that come upon us are self-inflicted. There are things that, you know, we have actually put ourselves in, things that we have done, you know, thoughts that we have allowed to ourselves to run away with. Just like Pastor is talking about the body, soul, and spirit, if we're not getting those things in order, then it's, you know, this is all self-inflicted. We're very well taught in this ministry. So, yes, you know, there is a lot of struggles going on behind the scenes. And so it's like you can put this face on and make it seem as if you're okay, but internally you're still struggling. You know, the fruit of what's going on in your body is still evident. Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. I do hope that each of you are having your own testimonies of Jesus Christ overcoming, because in the Word there are overcomers. In the very end, there are overcomers. You know, I've watched the name of Jesus really dwindle out of women's mouths in the past few years. He's not talked about. He's not testified of. And it's a sad shame that I would speak of it so boldly and so openly, because we are Yeshua's ministry. Right? But you can't hide your struggles because you don't speak of your overcoming. So you can't hide what's really going on behind the scenes on your face, though you try to put on the face. You can't, because he's not in your lips to glorify him or to testify of him. There's not great change or great fruit in your life. We're bound by oppression, fear, stress, and anxiety. We have all these things happening, and believe me, because I've been with the Father for many years, a repercussion is coming. If you do not handle your spiritual circumstance now by crying out to him, it's going to turn around and be even greater of an affliction. That's how he humbles us. Mother Jennifer, would you like me to play the video?
Sure. Please do, Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. Here it is.
And too many times, more often than not, more women in the ministry are having issues, you know, fertility issues, sexual issues, I don't even know how you would even place it, just a bunch of stuff going on in their bodies that the medical profession, they simply just cannot diagnose it. They don't have any answers. When they go get checked out, they say everything is fine, yet and still, they're not healed. And there's still something that's going on. They tell the doctors the symptoms and everything that is going on with their body to go get checked, and the doctors keep telling them there's nothing wrong with you, and they can't find anything wrong. But this is the issue. This is the problem.
Hallelujah. I got to say, in a circumstance like he's speaking of, and I have no clue who he's even speaking to, as many of us, it's not just one on his heart. So he's speaking from a place of love. It's not to condemn. But I must say that in a place like this, we should be very desperate for the Father. We should be spending hours on our face, and we're not. I don't know how much longer the Most High is going to endure us in our hypocrisy. I really don't. You're going to know him in this life. Watch and see. Whether he's your king or your judge, you're going to know him. So in this circumstance, when our pastor is pleading these things, it's like, where's our desperation? Where's the desperation like Jesus had when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he was sweating, but yet it was blood? When he's crying out to his creator because he needed him so much. We get so used to oppression or our circumstance. We get so used to running to a doctor. We get so used to, you know, the custom of the heathens that are vain. No, and please hear what I'm saying with love, because I don't mean to forbid you from any hospital or doctor. That's not the speech at all. It's to simply say that we forgot our Yah. He's right in front of us. He's talking to us. He's ministering. He's working through very few people, but we forgot him. We pray in vain, right? We tie his hands. We ask amiss. We want what we want, but we won't produce. You can't love the person in front of you, but yet you want to be healed. And you have these circumstances happening within you, as we all do, and we don't have enough love for one another to pray for one another. Who could you call that would pray for you, that you believe would hear from the Most High for you? We tie his hands from all spiritual gifts and spirituality. We bind him from even functioning amongst us as women and as daughters because we've just shaken hands with the devil. And you can feel it. You can sense it. That's why we go back to last week when I said, man, the show, you know, it's going okay, but what are we doing? What are we really doing? Back to the video. Give us some instructions, Pastor.
If you speak in the form of first thing which is natural, then as spiritual, that's fine and good. But listen, women, you are designed to be under the headship and the authority of your father. And when you leave your father's house, you are designed to be under the headship and authority of your husband, your man. Anytime that you get out of order, you're going to have hormonal issues. Anytime you're rebellious, disobedient, you're not submissive, you're not the woman of a meek and quiet spirit, you're not that Proverbs 31 woman that the scriptures speak about, your hormones is connected to your spirit. And you're not going to find a lot of answers for a lot of things if you are holding quiet rebellion, secret rebellion, or you're rebellious against Yah, like you don't like his program, you don't accept it. Everybody else can accept it, but not me. So when you have these imbalances, when you have these fertility issues, when you have all this negative discharges and things going awry in your body and stuff, that's because if you are born again, you're not walking in the righteousness and the obedience and the submissiveness of God the way you should. And the Most High sees it. And he is not going to bless you in any way, shape, fashion, or form until you line up and get obedience and agree with his program. Not only am I talking about biblical marriage, but I'm talking about every form of righteousness that there is. How can you expect peace when you're mentally challenged to continue to believe what you've always have believed and not renew your mind? How can you expect for the Most High God to bless you when you're secretly harvesting rebellion, stubbornness, ill will? And if you don't believe me, put it to the test. Put it to the test. Anything that you know that you have trouble and issue with concerning the scriptures, the Bible, and you're fighting because you've had this feminine spirit somehow, some way on you from this world, submit yourself to Yah. Resist the enemy, the devil. Agree with his program and do it from your heart to where there's no pain associated with any issue that you may be in conflict with the Most High Yah, and see just by the mere fact of you accepting the truth, if things don't start to turn around.
Mother Jennifer, what's your thoughts before I finish the video?
You know, Sister Ashley, Pastor said something very important where he said that the things that are in your heart, you have to remember that Yah sees that. So regardless of if you go out, you put a facade on, you put on this face, thinking that no one can see behind your false smile. Remember, Yah sees. He sees what's in your heart. He sees the quiet rebellion. He sees the secret rebellion. He sees the fact that you're not in full agreement with what his way is. He sees all that. And I think it really is a huge statement when he said, you know, if there's anything that you have trouble or issue with concerning Yah, concerning the Bible, concerning the authority that you're under, make sure that you submit yourself in that area. you know, resist the devil and submit in that area and accept the truth and see if things turn around. Sister Ashley?
Put it to the test. Start doing it. Give it about a month. Get into his word. Read his word. Meditate on it. Agree with it. Regardless of what you say and you think, don't try to manipulate. Don't try to finagle. Don't try to act like a lot of hypocritical people have done in the years past, where they say, I met the conditions of the limits. I did this and I did that, but getting sick, you're still holding on to your will. And you wonder why healing and deliverance escapes you. It's going to continue to keep escaping you because while you're deceiving men and while you're deceiving those around you and while you're deceiving the hearts of people, trying to make them think you're one way when really, truly, and functioning, your heart is still the same in this way. You're holding in reserve your own personal opinion because of whatever pains, hurts, disappointment, or whatever it is.
Man, we are holding on to so much, my sisters. We are holding on to so much. I don't know what it is that's in our nature as women, and I speak of myself, that naturally wants to hold on to any circumstance that's ever happened. If you can perfect letting go, it would be literally like this. Let's say something just happened in the kitchen, in the living room, in the house, in the car, wherever you're at. It just happened. Do you know how long you sit there and meditate on that? If you're driving all the way home, it's on your mind. Right? It's on your mind when you lay down at night or when you wake up the next day and you just continue to think on it. There's something very subtle about Satan. He works in us that way. So you have to master getting that time shorter and shorter and shorter, pleading the blood over thoughts and things that oppose the Messiah in you, to where your time of reflection on the thing that just transpired, the hurt or whatever you experienced, gets shorter and shorter and shorter. That's how you increase in your fear. That's how you don't want that spiritual repercussion, you know, for holding on to the things in your body. Mother Jennifer?
And you have to remember, we're not entitled to wallow in pain. You know, there's no entitlement when it comes to Yah. We're not entitled to anything. There's no entitlement to wallow in the pain just because you've been disappointed or you've been hurt. So the sooner you're able to just let that go and move forward, then the sooner you can meditate and agree on the things that are righteous. And you can let go of your own will, like Pastor is saying, and you can move forward in healing. Sister Ashley?
Pastor Dow is a helper of our faith, but he's not there when you pray. And he's not there when you repent, and he's not there when you're crying out to the Most High Yah. The Most High Yah is your God. There's no other man that can do what he can do for you. And I could see how he would bring about a time or a tribulation of great desperation upon his people because they won't seek him in the green, you know. He has to remove himself and remove everything that comforts us in order for us to desperately even need him because we're so comfortable. We're so haughty. The way we walk, sit, look, the way we deal with each other, we're so cold, you know. When you want to talk to somebody about something that's happened to you, even for help, you know who to go to. You know who to stay away from. And then when you go to somebody for help, because they are so cold, they're just going to think of themselves and what they've been through. And you're not going to get any advice. You're just going to have a pity party. This is what we have going on. Where's he at? Where's the overcoming mindset that says, man, this is my, I'm going to share with y'all my mindset. Everything I've ever been through, everything I have experienced in the Messiah, the moment that it happens, I want to walk like it never did. That's the overcoming victory mindset. Like, I want you to take every ounce of this happening, this, it doesn't matter what it is, this shame, this altercation, this offense, I literally want to be so healed from it, to glorify you so much in it that I don't be reminded of it. Because if I'm reminded of it, then it's going to come out of me, and then it's going to be a seed in somebody else, you know? We have a generation in front of us who reminds us of everything they've been through, but where's their overcoming? Who's the first that's going to say, hey, you know what, I'm about to overcome, and I don't care what the guy to the left or the right of me is doing or the woman with me in my home, whatever. I'm not waiting on anybody else to glorify the Most High Yah. That's the mind we got to have. Where's our healing testimony? What has he done for you? You know, he is so deserving of our speech to be glorifying him. Where's his blood?
And you think you're deceiving the Father. try submitting wholeheartedly. Try loving his program. You search the deception of your own heart. You search how you act one way, but really, truly, in function and heart, you believe another. I don't hear this stuff, well, I just ain't there. You're never going to get there. Healing is the children's bread. If you really, truly want to be healed, you want a sound mind, you will agree. And you will embrace and you will love truth, and then you'll watch healing be yours. You'll watch deliverance be yours. You don't have to worry about trying to play a hypocrite. You don't have to worry about trying to put on. You don't have to worry about any of that. It will just be yours because you're walking in truth and you're sanctifying, you're set apart because of that truth. Go out there and test it. See what Pastor Dow says. Test it. Change your heart. Search your heart, change your heart, and see if what I am saying is so. Go check it out. All right? Check it out and see if I'm so. See if what I'm saying is so. And then if you have done this for at least 3 weeks, 2 weeks, a month, or whenever you see healing or deliverance, whenever you see positive changes taking forth in your body, send me an email, make a video, send me a text, because this is one of the things that ministries don't talk about, the world doesn't talk about, but it is a fact and it is a truth. You see, don't let your heart deceive you. Don't let negative things from the past and things that you have embraced from the past that is contrary to the kingdom of God and is against him, don't let them be your influence. Because, listen, from last Sabbath message, if most of you people haven't been there, I'm talking about the body, soul, and spirit. I had part one and part two. If you really, truly want to grasp and see and understand and know what's going on, I'm telling y'all, a lot of these things that many people don't have answers for is because your spirit is not correct. In truth, it really is not. Outside, on the outward adorning, you look like the part. You believe you are the part. You're playing the part. But in your heart, you really take issue. You really have trouble. You really have some type of malice and ill will still. And it's in the secrets of your heart. And y'all's trying you. So we're trying to do our best to feed you with knowledge and understanding so you can break off a lot of these things from your life. So you can get free and be liberated from a lot of these things, and so you can walk. Hey, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. Even as your what? Even as your what? Your soul prosper. See, that escapes a lot of people. And if you don't understand the workings of the soul, then go back and listen to my messages that I preached the last couple of Sabbaths. I give great detailed information about how the soul works. I give great detailed information how the soul works. And then once you can get it, chances are your healing will start because your soul is right.
Mother Jennifer?
Something that I would just want to really highlight that he said is, you know, don't let your past be your influence. And so many are walking around still being influenced by the past. And so that is what is shaping what is in your mind today. That is what's shaping the fruit of what's going on in your body. It's all from the past. So you have to be able to let go of the past. You know, we were not raised in our true culture that Yah has called us to. We were raised in a completely different culture. A completely different society. So we have to be able to let go of that and not allow it to be our influence anymore. Sister Ashley?
Do all of you believe that you were a mocker of Yah at one time? I know I was. And do all of you believe that when you come over to this faith and you just call on his name, that that doesn't erase all the mocks? Just because you now want to serve him and you put on a face, that does not take away. You need the blood. You need the blood of Jesus. You need to claim it and plead it. You need to cry out for it, because these mocks are still in our hearts. Forgive me. Forgive me. I have a small child. You know, these mocks are still in our heart, Mother Jennifer, because they show up in our flesh. And then sadly, because we misunderstand Yah, if someone is having a spiritual repercussion, we don't know. We don't mind putting our mouth on one another. We don't mind putting our mouth on somebody who might be having a spiritual repercussion. We don't have any fear. So if they're judged for their spiritual repercussion, we will speak loosely of it, not knowing that it's also upon us or that it will be our lot. We should be very mature in our speech, very fearful of our speech. That's the order that we should all be getting in and lining up with. We should be really, really crying out for our mockings, Mother Jennifer.
Yes, ma'am, and these accusations that you have in your heart against Yah, you don't have to put words to it. It could be something that is just understood in your thoughts. You know, like, for example, if things don't go your way, you can label Yah as unfair or unjust. You don't have to even say a word, but you could still label him as being unfair and unjust, unrighteous. That is something that you truly have to repent of. Just because something did not go your way, then you want to accuse Yah. You know, so these are things that you really have to search your heart. And when you do search your heart and when you do ask him to, you know, reveal to you anything that is against him, anything that is contrary to him, don't get upset when he actually answers your prayer. Because a lot of times, you know, women are corrected and they even get offended by the correction that takes place, even though it's something that you prayed for, even though it's something that you've asked the Father to show you. So you just really have to be extremely sober to the things that you're praying and just be ready for Yah to truly answer you, because he will. Sister Ashley.
Yes, ma'am. We put his name in a lot of things that he's just not in. You know, we put his name into a lot of the behaviors and the things that we have going on. We even put his name into afflictions that are upon us as if it's just a game. You got to think about what I'm saying if you're even interested in thinking about it, because there's such a slumber over us, too. This might sound very harsh, but it's very scary. The way is becoming very, very straight, and it's cutting a lot of people off, and you're not awake to see it, you know? Find someone righteous, find someone holy, and literally yoke yourself to the people that you know the Messiah is working with and in these dark days. Deception's at a new climax, you know? And everyone whose name in his name is just not him. Find him. Find him. Do a diligent search.
Because your soul is prospering. I mean, I'm dropping a lot of knowledge here lately. So, whether you like it or not, sisters, it's mainly to you, sisters. You're going to have to agree with y'all's program. You're going to have to. You're going to have to. You can't just hold yourself in odds. And you can't just walk after your own book of the law and think that the Most High Yah is going to yield. You think the Most High Yah is going to submit to you, because he simply just ain't going to do it. You can't be obstinate, vindictive, hard-hearted, you know, just digging in your heels. You can't just do all that and expect Yah to bless you. He's not going to bless you. He's going to escape you. All this stuff is going to escape you. I want you to be truly healed and truly delivered and truly set free, so you can actually minister to others, so you can help them get free. Because, again, there's a lot of healing and deliverance that's escaping people. People are getting genuine deliverance. They're praying, they're fasting, and yet still the answer is still escaping them. Listen, I just gave you another part of the equation, the answer, that is neglected or even avoided because we don't understand, we don't comprehend, or we're too busy walking contrary to his way. We're asking, but we're not receiving. We're seeking, but we're not finding. Well, I just helped y'all out in a grand fashion, a grand form, but you got to put it to the test. You got to put it to the test.
Do y'all know you can be so in order with the Most High and with your husband, if you have one, that you can get answers of him? We fear getting answers from him, and we seek only to man as if he doesn't exist. when I know that if I'm in order with my husband and the Most High, I can get answers because Yah is my Yah too. I've mocked him by what I watch, listen to, dance to, who I hung out with. And then in the faith, I mocked him when I was full of unbelief. I don't know if you've ever considered your unbelief as a mocking, but it truly is because you don't believe his word. You don't believe him in your life. You believe that his spirit's in everyone else, but not you. You believe that you're making the moves in your life, you know, to go here or there, but not him. I've been there. I know what that mind is like. My forefathers, my dad's side, oh, they were mockers, all of them. So I understand that mindset when I came here into the faith. That was years and years and years of trying to remold my mind to believe that the Creator was working in me. It's not by, you know, coincidence that you find this way, that you hear this way, or that he leads you this way, because he really is on earth in a remnant, and he really is moving. He really does heal. But you need that type of healing and deliverance in your own life to even build your faith, to go against all your mocks. Mother Jennifer?
He truly does heal, Sister Ashley, and he has requirements that we have to meet. It's not for him to meet our requirements. We have to meet his requirements. He has standards that we have to meet first. And so you have to really, like Pastor said, agree with Yah's program. In order to agree with his program, you have to first confess that you no longer even desire to go your own way the way that you have been. You have to confess that you understand that your way is destructive. Your way is leading to nothing but confusion and chaos, and confess that you desire Yah's way and nothing else. Sister Ashley?
Mocking is also like, I will not serve you because she is, right? Your heart don't say, I'm not going to serve you. I never said that verbally, like with my mouth, you know, but in my life, I said it a lot. I literally, if you could have had a poster child of me, I know a lot of people's got a background, you got a background in Christianity, you grew up, you're a pastor's child, whatever. My background is, I had a middle finger up to the Most High Yah since I was tiny. You know how much mocking I have had to repent for? I'm talking the memories of those mocks, what I said, all that comes up. See, that's the working of the Ruach. You cannot remember what you said, my sisters. You cannot remember what you did. We can only, through our carnality, remember what's been done to us because we are selfish beings. So we have to seek him hard. That your Ruach will go so deep into me that you will remind me of my sin. What did I do against you? What did I say against you? Right? But because the feelings of the flesh are very real. It hurts to have the afflictions and the experiences that we have. Right? It hurts to truly be, in a sense, judged by the Most High or oppressed by him, I'm saying by the feeling realm, you know. And so to push against that feeling that you have in your body, but yet produce prayer in your spirit to get answers, only the strong can do that, you know. And that's who you want to be. That's who you say you want to be, but you're not producing. Like, how is it that we're the same people 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, 10 years later? How is it we're the same people dealing with the same stuff? No, I need this stuff taken away from me so far that the only people that's going to remember it is everybody else. Like, it's so far out of me. Like, when I tell you peace, peace, like unshakable peace, green pastures, still waters, yeah, it really does exist. But you got to fight so hard for it. I remember a time looking at Mother Carol like, man, dang. I get that peace right there. We need more of them, you know? We need more of them testimonies walking around of great peace, like women that are at great peace. Man, she in order, you know? Man, she loved the Most High. Man, Yah's got his hand on her. Man, Yah healed her. You know, we need that, but we got to get all this debris out from under us, you know? So that I will not serve you, there's a whole list that your heart's really saying. I won't serve you because, you know, I won't serve you because she lied to me. I won't serve you because she don't like me. I won't serve you because she got on my nerves. You know, I won't serve you because I'm just offended or, you know, bitter. all the emotions that we feel. Our heart is literally, that's what Yah's ears will hear. It's just a bunch of, I won't serve you. When he looks out to and fro all over the earth and he wants somebody to serve him, somebody to say, I will do your will, then that means we have to be so low and abased and humble that whatever your will is, I'll do it. And put me way out of the way. Put me way out of the way. Mother Jennifer?
Sister Ashley, I believe that the hardest thing for women to do is actually discern themselves. Because what we're talking about tonight, you know, in the video, what Pastor is talking about, is not necessarily the things that are spoken outward. These are things that are inward. These are things that are hidden. You know, we haven't really come to terms with who you really are on the inside, that hidden part that's in your heart. It's not the things that you have said with your mouth. It's the meditations in your heart that you'll need to discern. This is what we're speaking on. Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. All right. Play the video. It's on our channel. It's called Healing to Your Hormones. It's from Pastor Dow. And I've shared my heart. I really am empty. I get fired up for the Father, but I really do love you. I love his people. And experiencing the peace that I experience, I would only want you to have it, you know. And we just have so many spirits that are coming to the surface. It's just like, heaven is showing us our issues. It's showing us, you know, and then when we're shown, it intimidates us. So then we find corners to hide in instead of, you know, really getting down on our knees. You know, I'm not intimidated by the strength of our men in a sense of I'm in order, so I don't have to, you know, fear them in the natural. I reverence them in the spirit, and I'm in order. But what I'm meaning to say is, when you have an abide in your safe place of, you know, strength and confidence in silence, as we should as women, then that fear and that pressure and all the emotions that you're experiencing when you come around the people, it wouldn't be there, you know. So there's just a lot of things that you have going on inside your body that's not going to change if you don't confess it. So we have to be better speakers to the Most High through confession and pleading his blood. We have to, you know, really acknowledge his grace and ask him for great change. And then don't stop asking him until there is some. Hope that helps. Mother Jennifer.
You know, Sister Ashley, I just wanted to finish by saying, you know, in the video, Pastor said to give it 30 days. And we're 2 months away from Passover. So if you would truly just listen to this video and apply the principles that he has spelled out in this video, really focus on what is in your heart. Really seek the Father. Don't run away from what he shows you. You know, don't be afraid when you pray, and he actually reveals what is in your heart. But work on it. You know, commit to yourself that you're going to fall in line with Yah's word, that you're not going to be influenced by your past anymore. Let go of all that and submit fully and wholeheartedly to Yah's program. Let go of your own way, and then you'll see where you are. You definitely will be healed, because Yah is not a liar, and his word is definitely true. Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. His word is true. Hope you're patient enough to wait on his answers and don't move until he gives them to you. He's given me many answers. He's given me and shown me so much, and I would hope that he's not a respected person, so he's not going to do for me what he, you know, wouldn't also do for all of you. So I hope that you can take our experience and really chew on it and seek his face. There's no different love for me and Mother Jennifer than there is for you. It's just about understanding and, you know, having his mind. But I'm done. Bless you. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that it's given you something to think on. I hope that your testimony of Jesus can flourish, that you can become an overcomer, and all those good things. Y'all knows my heart. But bless you all. Thank you, and hit that shofar, Chef.